This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Julian Welch Beto, 19, making something to eat at his home, Melbourne, Florida, when his dad, Francis Welch, drunkenly gets up from the couch, telling his son he doesn't deserve to eat because he's not employed. Welch Beto ignores the dad, takes his plate, walks to the bedroom. His dad pushes him. The two begin fighting and end up on the floor. Welch Beto puts his father in a headlock and punches him in the ribs. The father's fiance intervenes and breaks up the fight. 5 minutes later, 19-year-old Welch Beto hears her scream.
Nancy, the teen walks out into the living room, finding his father sprawled on the couch, unresponsive, with his head tilted back. The fiance calls 911, and Francis Welch is rushed to the hospital, but he dies due to internal bleeding from his spleen, lacerated by one of three broken ribs. While Welch Beto was sober at the time of the altercation, his father had an extremely high BAC of 0.391.
Welch Beto, arrested, charged with manslaughter. Customers barely react when a man shot and killed at a food truck in Memphis, Tennessee. Security footage captures the disturbing sight of people moving around the lifeless body. One man even walks around to place an order while the victim lies on the ground in a growing pool of blood. A witness pumping gas nearby describes the moment the shooting takes place. He hears two shots and hits the deck. Then two more shots. Despite gunfire and blue police strobe lights, it's business as usual. No one at the food truck or gas station will even talk about what happened. Reporters attempt to speak with witnesses. They refuse. Police urging witnesses to call Crime Stoppers. 901-528-CASH. 901-528-2274. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Florida man is behind bars, accused of attempted murder after opening fire on two tourists in Miami Beach, believing they were Palestinian. Police say 27-year-old Mordecai Brofman fired 17 shots at the victim's car in what authorities call an unprovoked attack. One man was hit in the shoulder, the other grazed. Both survived. The victims, an Israeli father and son vacationing in South Florida, say they had no interaction with Brofman before the shooting. Arrest records show Brofman told police he, quote, saw two Palestinians and opened fire, thinking he had killed them. Brofman is being held without bond on attempted second-degree murder charges. His attorney, Dustin Tischler, says his client was experiencing a, quote, severe mental health crisis and believed he was in danger. The Council on American-Islamic Relations is calling for federal hate crime charges, arguing that Brofman's actions were motivated by bias, regardless of the victim's actual backgrounds. Authorities continue to investigate. Maryland authorities have apprehended the alleged leader of a cult-like group implicated in multiple homicides across the United States. As Sydney Sumner of Crime Online tells us, the group's activities have spanned several states, leading to a complex, ongoing investigation.
34-year-old Jack Zs Lasota of Berkeley, California, was arrested in Frostburg, Maryland, alongside associates 32-year-old Michelle Zyko of Media, Pennsylvania, and 26-year-old Daniel Blank of Sacramento, California. The trio faces charges including trespassing, obstruction, and possession of a handgun in a vehicle. Lasota, identified as the leader of the group known as the Zsians, has been ordered held without bail due to concerns about flight risk and public safety. The Zsians have been linked to six killings across three states, notably the January death of U.S. Border Patrol agent David Milland near the Canadian border has been connected to the group. Other incidents include the November 2022 attack on a California landlord and the deaths of Zyko's parents in Pennsylvania a month later. Authorities describe the Zsians as a collective of young, highly intelligent computer scientists who shared anarchist beliefs. Their online presence reveals discussions on radical veganism, gender identity, and artificial intelligence. Lasota, who identifies as a transgender woman, maintained a blog under the name Zs, where she expounded on theories involving brain hemispheres and internal conflict. The arrests occurred after a Frostburg resident reported three suspicious individuals on his property.
The suspects, dressed in black with visible firearms, were found with a rifle and handguns in their possession.
Thanks, John. Brandy Natasha Cole, 17, disappears after getting into a pickup truck, Tifton, Georgia. It's July 7. She climbs into a white four-door King cab near Puckett Park, never seen again. Inside the truck, an African-American woman and four Hispanic men. Brandy's family says she struggles with drugs, but follows one rule, checking in with mom every 7 days. She never breaks the rule until that day. Her mom fears she met with foul play. Today, Brandy's daughter, 19, has no memory of her mom. Brandy, 5'5", 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, slightly crooked teeth, an A tattoo on her hand, a B brother tattoo on her ankle. If you know anything about Brandy Natasha Cole, now 31, call Tiff County Sheriff's 229-388-6021. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.